Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, boys.
Do you guys think Garth Brooks regrets not wearing a Reggie Bush jersey?
Hilarious.
Right.
Like, damn it.
Yeah.
Knew I should have worn Bush.
Right, because, I mean, I got an email here, and then I asked you, Gator, if we're going to go all stereotypical, if a country music singer walks on the stage with a Bernie Sanders shirt and turns it into, like, a political rally, I don't think that's going to go over all that well.
You're not really preaching to your audience.
No, rap artists come walking out in a Trump shirt.
Yeah, and that's probably not going to go over well.
We're going to politicize a thing. Probably wouldn't make a ton of sense.
Idiots.
Yeah, well... If you're wondering what we're talking about, on Instagram, there was a picture posted by Garth Brooks of him wearing a Barry Sanders jersey. It was from the back, and it said Sanders in the number 20, and he got some heat on Instagram from the Trump crowd that thought he was supporting Bernie Sanders with the shirt.
I mean, I would get it if he got some heat from people who were Emmett Smith fans.
I hate you!
Walter Payton fans, you know, Jim Brown fans, but...
Barry's dad's pissed.
Right.
Barry's dad's pissed. He's like, my son's not the greatest.
I used to like Garth Brooks.
Wearing a Jim Brown jersey.
Yeah, right? I don't get it.
Where's the 32, my man?
So we're getting a lot of ticket texts, though, that people were there saying he even explained why he was wearing the jersey. I don't know if he explained it because of what's going on politically or just the fact that.
It's a great story.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
In Detroit. Why
yes,
not
he loves
tell the story?
Barry. Like, they went to school in the same school.
It's people that saw pictures of the show and then they get, oh, it's so funny and so dumb.
Yeah, there can't be one person that was at the show that was offended. Like, or they even went to social media.
If you were offended, I'd love to find somebody that was offended just so that it's willing to admit it, to find out what your reaction was when you realized, oh, Barry Sanders. Like, did you apologize profusely for getting upset with anybody? Did you just feel like an idiot, a complete idiot? Or are you finding some way still to justify your anger?
I mean, I love the responses on Instagram from some of these people. Mountaineer Medic posted, how can you all be so stupid? This is a Barry Sanders jersey. He played football for the Lions, the Detroit football team. You know Detroit, the city that Garth Brooks was in?
God. That's like if, I don't know if, Kang, on Instagram, I'm not familiar with the gram as much. I'm new to the gram. Is that one where you can erase your comments or no?
Delete.
Can you delete it?
Yeah. Like,
okay. Uh-huh. So people have the opportunity now to, my bad, go back and delete the comment,
but the internet
right?
is forever, people.
Yeah.
You post it, someone sees it.
Screenshot. Oh, man.
Okay, so we'll get back into some NFL combine stuff at 12:05 with the running backs and offensive linemen running today. Some guys to look for, running backs and offensive linemen. But, I mean, probably the most significant thing to come out of Indianapolis so far is what is now becoming an echoing reports from people of the glowing medicals on Tua's hip.
Yep.
You know, the one break, and it's far from over. Like, he's got an exam coming up, what was it, March 9th? And then he's got a month to prepare for a pro day. So there could be a setback. Like, people believe...
Not rooting for it.
No, of course not. Robert Griffin hurt his knee, and Adidas came out with this platform, hashtag week one. And, you know, they had Robert Griffin was one of their athletes, and it was all about him using the offseason to be back for week one. So his whole thing was hashtag week one, and there were hashtag week one shirts. And the only reason I figured this out is because one day I was going to the gym and realized I didn't have I was in a dress shirt and I didn't have a shirt, and I ran over to Dick's, and on the clearance rack, there was a $5 shirt, and I grabbed it and I, you know, put it on. It was extra large, and it said hashtag week one. I'm like, I have no idea what this means, but whatever. And the later I found out, it was an old Robert Griffin shirt, part of his marketing. And he came back and he got hurt again right away. And people think one of the reasons he got hurt again was because he was trying to make it
back. He's training so hard to come
because
back.
Because of the marketing campaign, the hashtag week one marketing campaign. Tua now has to be very careful that he doesn't overdo it and have a setback, right?
Well, yes. And the big concern when you come back from an injury like this, or any injury for that matter, is overcompensating the other side. Like, maybe you've been babying the one side and you're favoring your other side. Well, that doesn't help things out because it throws everything off balance. And it happens a lot with pitchers, frankly, that have, let's say they've got an ankle injury,
mm-hmm.
and they get back and they're rehabbing and they're trying to get on the mound and they're not as strong on there. So they try not to be, they change their motion.
You end up hurting something else
because you're afraid of re-hurting what you've already gone through.
Because you're babying one thing. Yeah. So you're exactly right. So,
but I'm guessing Tua's got some medical attention.
Well, you would hope
some people around him that are going to steer him in the right direction of how to rehab this correctly.
That they make sure he doesn't push this and make sure he doesn't, because you can totally see him wanting to prove he's healthy. I think it's, you know, early March he gets a doctor check, and then there's a pro day he's shooting for in early April, and the draft is like April 24th, something like that. And he goes out there and he starts running around to show how healthy he is, and then all of a sudden he starts limping and everyone goes, oh no. So it's a long way from done. But at this point, Gator, you know, this is the best news for the Detroit Lions. And we have to hope that it continues, that there's nothing but growing sentiment that he is going to he's going to be healthy for the draft, and nobody will be afraid to trade for him. Because, I mean, look,
well, it's kind
Chase
of,
Young to the Lions at three is, we may have to pull the embargo on that on mock draft 3.0.
We may, and we'll wait and see wait till that day comes.
Because we avoided those votes. Because it seemed like Burrow Young.
Well, maybe able to open it up to anybody, because some people would think that Tua, if with clean medical, his look would end up being the top pick in a draft.
Well, I saw that I was watching the NFL Network last night, and Ian Rappaport was on, and he was saying, yeah, they were talking about Joe Burrow, who was standing with the quarterbacks but not throwing. He said, yep, Burrow has met with all the usual suspects, Carolina. He's met with the Dolphins, the Raiders.
And Tua was there, too.
The Chargers. The Lions said the only team at the top of the draft he hasn't met with was the Giants. So Burrow has met with the Lions.
Yeah, and then there was a report that Washington has interviews scheduled with Tua and Joe Burrow. So they're trying to throw everybody off the scent as well. Oh, we could take a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it for a second. I know there are people, and Mel Kiper, I think, is one of them, that thinks that, well, why wouldn't you draft Tua? Draft Tua, too. And then you have two great quarterbacks, and it's not like you're selling Dwayne Haskins can't play. You just have open competition. See who the best one is. And then the other one, you trade the other one. Like, you're not going to – Kang, you might be of that opinion too. I just don't see it.
I'm telling you, it just happened last year.
Yeah, but
it just happened last year.
But Haskins played well at the end of the season in his rookie season, whereas
– So did Rosen, and they traded up for Rosen.
I have to look back at what Rosen did. I don't
– He wasn't as horrible as people think he was. They traded up for Rosen, and then they got a new coach, saw Kyler Murray, said, screw it, we're drafting Kyler Murray. The same thing could happen with the Redskins this year. Brand new coach. Haskins wasn't like this unbelievable prospect last year. He played better than he did when he started, but it's not like – he wasn't even –
But one of the differences is that the coach that took over Arizona was an offensive coach who knew very well what Kyler Murray was about,
exactly.
Whereas it's different with Washington and who's coaching them. He's a defensive coach.
But if you think Tua is the next guy, you take him. You just do. Listen, I'm with you, Doug. I think the closer we get to the draft, the embargo might have to be lifted.
We might have to
We might have to open this up to everybody.
And then the thing is, if Chase Young is, if the embargo's lifted,
it's going to be between Tua and Chase Young.
It is. And I want to hear from the anti-Chase Young crowd. Because there's a lot of people out there, whenever the topic of Chase Young comes up, there's a, he didn't do anything in the Michigan game and he didn't do anything in the Clemson game. And so I guess I would ask that crowd, if Burrow goes one and Tua goes two, who would you take at three?
They could pick whoever they want.
You can take whoever you want. There's the two quarterbacks are gone. You got the rest of the field. If you don't like Chase Young, and when the topic comes up day in and day out, we'll get an anti-Chase Young call or text.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you see the texts that come in.
Oh, yeah. It's always the, what did he do at the end of the year?
Yep. And I'd like to hear, okay, I mean, because Chase Young could be a bust. Sure, he could be a bust. It'd be stupid for us to say, you're an idiot. There's no way. We just disagree. But if you're anti-Chase Young, who would you want at three if it goes Burrow and Tua, one and two?
Yeah.
And you can't trade. And if there's no trade offers coming in.
Let's see what they take then.
Who would you take?
Gator, would you, just I ask this, you can say whatever you want, yep, obviously. Would you shoot the boot if the Redskins took Tua?
Yes.
I feel like you feel pretty strong about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would shoot the boot.
Okay.
If the Redskins, not if it goes second overall, if the Redskins took him.
If the Redskins take him at two.
Yes. That's
if the Redskins, I would shoot the boot.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
Strong statement. So you stand by your statement?
Absolutely.
How about if the Redskins draft him?
No. What do you mean if the Redskins draft? Isn't it the same thing? What's the difference there? What's your angle there?
Chase Young goes one. Somebody trades up and takes Burrow at two. Detroit takes Okuda at three.
Oh, you're saying if the Redskins fall back in the draft and still take Tua?
And take Tua at five.
I'm leaving us at two because that's where they're drafting.
Okay, just to be specific, the Redskins draft Tua at two and keep him.
Yeah.
I'll leave you the out for, for the trading.
They could trade him.
Yeah.
I will shoot the boot.
Good for you. Good for you, Gator.
I think it's an easy one.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.